This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's unemployment rate was nearly the same in November as it was the month before. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports the state is still adding jobs despite fears of a looming recession.
Colorado's unemployment rate was 3.5% in November, compared with 3.6% the previous month, according to government data. The state added 4,300 non-farm jobs. Even so, the leisure and hospitality sector, which was one of the biggest gainers as the state recovered jobs lost during the early days of the pandemic, lost 2,600 jobs in November. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A worker strike at a meat plant in Denver has been averted. CPR's Matt Bloom reports employees and the company reached an agreement on a new contract.
More than 200 workers at the pork and beef plant owned by JBS will get safer working conditions and raises. Many employees should expect between $4 and $6 more an hour as part of the agreement. A strike could have led to supply issues at many Colorado grocery stores, and the union and company both said they were pleased the walkout was avoided. The new contract covers about 3 years and also includes weekly guarantees of 32 hours minimum for workers. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A Colorado woman has been arrested for allegedly participating in the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of last year. Rebecca Lafrance faces charges including disorderly conduct. She was advised of the charges against her Monday in Denver. Ahead this morning, the Cherry Creek School District in Metro Denver is the only major school district not to live stream its meetings.
When a big district doesn't do it, you wonder why not.
But parents and teachers say they like the convenience of attending those meetings online, especially when in-person meetings can get pretty contentious.
Disgusting. You are disgusting, Matthews.
Mr.
You're disgusting.
Gates,
there's 666 in our district logo.
Why a lot of people like those live stream school district meetings and why one big Colorado district still won't do it that way. That's in about 15 minutes as Morning Edition continues here on CPR News.